In Proverbs, the 28th chapter and the 28th verse, it says, a faithless man shall abound with blessings. Is that what the word says? No, not a faithless man, but a faithful man shall abound with blessings. Rest of the verse says, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. In other words, those that are hasty and those that are covetous and those that have made their life all about money and think prosperity is all about money. Prosperity is about wholeness. Yes. Prosperity is about wholeness in every area of your life. It includes money. Amen. But it also includes peace. Yes. Amen. Yes. See, there's a lot of people that are suicidal and have money. Well, what good is that going to do them? No, thank God. Prosperity has to do with the whole man. Heart, mind, body, relationally, every area of your life. Amen? So we do not want to be covetous. We want to be very diligent about walking in holiness concerning each and every area of our lives. And that includes our finances. But notice with me, a faithful man shall abound with the blessings of the Lord. The YLT says it this way, a steadfast man has multiplied blessings. When you are faithful and you sow your life as a seed and you're faithful to do everything that he has said to you and you are diligent about it, you're sowing seed. And as you're sowing seed, over the process of time, that seed will grow up. And there will be a harvest. There will be a harvest. There'll be a harvest of multiplied blessing. Another translation says it this way, a trustworthy person will receive many, many blessings. And so the faithful will flourish. Amen. Jerry Savelle said many years ago, he said, if you want to flourish in life, don't seek promotion, seek to be found faithful. He had a word several years back, and the word was this, the faithful shall flourish, and they shall experience days of heaven upon the earth. Amen. And of course, that lines up with Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verse 21. In the NLT version, it says this. Let's read it together. Ready, read. So that as long as the sky remains above the earth, you and your children may flourish in the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors. Amen. So flourishing not only has to do with you, but it also has to do with your offspring. Anybody interested in your offspring flourishing? Now, what I've discovered is many want to flourish and abound, but flourishing is contingent upon us being faithful. And, of course, faithfulness means being stable, consistent, dependable, even when no one sees. The root of flourishing is faithfulness. And it is amazing to me what happens in our lives when we do our part. You see, there's a manward side and there's a Godward side. We could say it this way, there's his part and then there's our part. And if we will do our part, he will always do his part. If we are faithful, he will cause the blessings to abound. If we seek first the kingdom of God, he will cause all things to be added to us. It's the same in the area of grace. You know, thank God for grace. We're saved by grace. We're healed by grace. But grace in and of itself is God's part. Our part is to access the grace of God with our faith. We have access by faith into the glorious grace of God. Amen. So I believe that God is looking for a people that will do their part. You see, we're not waiting on God. He's waiting on us. Amen. Amen. Oh, glory to God. I hear the organ tuning up. Now, there's a whole lot of people, and I'm not pointing fingers, in the body of Christ that just aren't faithful. And quite simply, they don't qualify for more. And I'm not talking about money per se. I'm talking about the more. How many of you know that God's got mucho, mucho, mas more for you? He's got more for your family. He's got more for your marriage. He's got more for your soul. He's got more for your body. Grace and peace be multiplied unto us through the intimacy of Christ. Amen. And so that's what the Word of God says. You've got to be faithful in what He has given you to do. In Luke 16:10, we notice in the Passion Translation, didn't Brenda do a beautiful job on the offering? Amen. But notice with me in the Passion Translation, let's read it together. Ready, read. The one who faithfully manages the little he has been given will be promoted and trusted with greater responsibilities. But those who cheat with the little that they've been given will not be considered trustworthy to receive more.
Wow.
You ever heard of a gal by the name of Corrie Ten Boom? She said this, faithfulness in little things is a big thing. God is looking for faithful hearts. And it takes faith to be faithful. Before that He can give us more, He wants to see how we're handling the now. And so it's our responsibility then to honor God with the assignments that He has given us. The book of Colossians says it this way, whatever you do, do it half-heartedly. No, whatever you do, do it heartily. As to the Lord. And incidentally, whether man ever notices your labor of love, God always sees it. He knows your heart. And He sees your heart. And He's not unjust. The Bible says in Hebrews 6:10, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love that you have showed toward His name. We're doing it unto Him. We're doing it for His glory. Amen. Unto His name. Yes. And that you have ministered to the saints. And you do minister. Listen, folks. If you've not been faithful, you can be. Amen. Faithfulness starts by being planted. Brother Hagin says, find out where you belong and stay there. Amen? He's looking for saints that are planted, not potted. You know, a pot's got that clay around it. I think God is calling some of those clay pots to break loose. Amen? And so that they can be planted in one place. And not going from place to place. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
But it starts by being planted. Psalm 92, this is our scripture, verses 12 through 14 says, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted. Not those that cruise around. But those that be planted in the house of the Lord, they're going to flourish. They're going to flourish in the courts of their God. And this is a great scripture for some of us. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. Where you are planted is where you will flourish. The local church is God's house. It's God's place. Amen. You know, Burger King had an ad many years ago, and it was this, I love this place. Well, glory to God, every time I walk into this building, I have this sense in my spirit that we love His place. This is His place. This is His business. and we're called in community together for the advancement of the kingdom of God in the San Francisco Bay Area. It's a place of worship. It's a place of miracles. It's a place of healings. It's a place of relationships. It is a place of serving and growing. You and I were not made to stagnate. We have been made to flourish. We have been designed to grow up spiritually. But the key to flourishing is being planted. And one of the greatest benefits of being planted is fruitfulness. Fruitfulness. You know, remember Jesus said in John, I believe it's John chapter 15 in verse 5, he's talking about abiding in the vine. He said, I am the vine and you're the branches. And he that abideth in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without him we can't do anything. The investment, the deposits that he has put in you, many of you, for decade upon decade upon decade, those investments he is expecting a return on. Let me try this side over here. The investments that he's put in you, he's expecting a return on. He's expecting some fruit happening up in here. He's expecting some fruit out there, in you, upon you. Glory to God. But there's no way that we will bear fruit unless we abide in the vine. I am the vine. He said, you are the branches. And don't be surprised if the vine dresser wants to do a little pruning. Get rid of that dead weight. Get rid of that dead branches. Pruning is for our benefit. It's not to put us down. It's not to hold us back. It's to prune us so that we can grow even stronger and flourish even more. Woo! Glory to God. Good preaching, Pastor. Amen. In verse 6, he said, if a man abide not in me, he's cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they're burned. But let's read verse 8 together. This is you and this is us. Verse 8. Ready, read. Herein. Now keep that up there. I just saw something. We don't qualify to truly be one of his disciples if we're not bearing fruit. Amen. God is looking for his people to bear fruit. So abiding in Jesus truly means remaining deeply connected to him. But it's not intended to be a solo endeavor. When you are deeply connected to him, you're going to be deeply connected to his people. You are going to be deeply connected to his church, to his house, and to his body. I know I'm preaching good. You will be connected, engaging in community. Our God is a God of community. You'll be connected in serving and love and obedience as Christ models. You know, one person said, well, I don't need to go to church to be a Christian. The other responded, said, you don't need to go home to be married either. But your relationship will suffer if you stay away.
That's so good.
I'm trying to feel where you're at today. Somebody help the preacher out up in here. You can be married and have a house, but not a home. Amen. You can be a Christian and have a form of godliness and not have any fruit. So here's the call to action today. I want to exhort you. One of the things I pray, I declare the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach and to teach, to edify, to exhort, and to comfort, to lay hands on the sick, to lay hands on people for impartation. The Holy Ghost is upon me. And here's the exhortation. Here's the call to action. If you've been attending but you're not connected, get planted. And if you've been disconnected, reconnect. If you're rooted already, help others grow. Oh, I'm telling you, it is so important that we are faithful right where we are planted. You see, faithfulness reflects God's character. You know, if you did a study on the characteristics of God, there would be love and power and omnipresence. He's present everywhere. But God, like we talked about last Sunday, God is faithful. And the God who is faithful lives in you. And He has imparted into each, every one of us, the fruit of the recreated human spirit. And that fruit of the Spirit is ninefold. It is love, it's joy, it's peace, and so on. But where it says faith in the King James Version, the actual meaning of faith there is faithfulness. Faithfulness is a part of your spirit. And so what we want to do is not ignore it. We want to cultivate it. We could say it this way. We need to own it. And one way that we can own it is by declaring, I am faithful. So it says, well, I haven't been very faithful. Stop talking about the past and let's bring it into today. You weren't faithful, but today you're making a commitment that I am faithful. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. And so it is a part of your spirit. Now, how can you be faithful in the local church? Well, show up. Show up regularly, not once or twice every 2 or 3 months. That's what the trend is. You know, you've got about 2.5 or 3% of people in the body of Christ that tithe. And you've got, what would happen if everyone in the body of Christ would tithe? Woo, glory to God. We'd have true revival, what we sing about. This thing would get wound up and we would get out of here in a blaze of glory. Hey, 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 hey. Hey, hey, hey. Somebody said goodbye. No, it's more like hello.
Hello.
Woo, glory to God. Amen. Amen. I don't know how we got off on that, but we did. Oh, yeah, show up. Show up. Show up. Are you listening out there online? Show up. The Bible says, let us... come on, laugh a little bit. It's all right. Glory to God. The Bible says, let us not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but let us exhort one another more and more because Jesus is coming soon. And here's another thought about showing up. When you're here, be here. Amen. That's part of assembling yourself together. Not looking at your watch. I wonder how long he's going to preach today. I want to beat the Baptist to Sizzler. No, when you're here, be all here. Well, then how do we act then if we're going to be all here? When Pastor Tom says, let's raise our hands and worship the Lord, we go, yes. Amen. I may not feel like it, but I'm going to raise my hands anyway, and it won't be very long before I feel like it. Woo, glory to God. You're the boss of your body.
That's right.
Your body is not your boss. You, your spirit man, by the Holy Ghost. On the inside of you is the boss man.
That's right.
I'm going to obey the boss.
Yeah.
What are we going to do today? The boss says we're going to go to church.
Yeah.
And we're going to assemble ourselves together and we're going to be here and be all in.
Hallelujah.
We're not only going to raise our hands in worship, but we're going to hear the word of God.
Yeah.
We're going to listen diligently.
Yeah.
Because the Spirit of God has got something just for me this morning. Ha ha ha. Faithfulness starts by being present. Another way is serving consistently. It is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Find a place to serve and stick with it. Even when it's not glamorous. Even when it's a little stinky. How many of you know that changing diapers can get a little stinky? But if God called you to change diapers, be the best diaper changer in the body of Christ. And treat your assignment with value. Here I am today. Glory to God. Where's the doo-doo? I'm ready to change a diaper.
That's right.
Amen. That's the kind of attitude that God blesses. That's the kind of people God can use.
Glory.
Woo! Glory to God.
Glory to God.
And why is he saying these things to us today? Because we can handle it.
Yes.
And we can do it.
Yes.
Support financially.
Yes.
Honor the Lord with your substance.
Yes.
And with the first fruits of all thine increase.
Yes.
Another way that you can absolutely show that you're planted in the house of the Lord is protect its unity.
Yes.
Don't talk about your leaders. If you see something a little off about your leaders, call everybody up and tell them to pray. No! No, you pray. The 13th commandment, thou shalt shut thy mouth. And open your mouth in prayer. Make every effort with everything that lies within you to keep the unity of the Spirit. Refuse to gossip. Refuse to be a sower of division. Be a peacemaker. God does not overlook your faithfulness. In fact, he rewards it right now. And he rewards it eternally.
Hallelujah.
Let me just ask a question. How many of you know, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that God has rewarded you time and time again because you've been faithful? Ooh, glory to God. How has he done it? How has he rewarded you? I'm looking for some answers. Caleb, how has he rewarded you?
Brought me my wife.
Ooh, yeah. Caleb said he brought me my wife, and now she brought him a son. Hallelujah. Who else can testify today that they've been blessed because of faithfulness? Paul, shout. Your son. Ooh, glory to God. Amen. Who else? Praise the Lord.
Two accidents. No injuries. Lost a car, but three promotions. Blessings upon blessings upon.
Wow. Give me a microphone. Somebody give me a microphone. I need a microphone. I need a mic. The brother needs a mic. I need a mic, I'm not talking about Michael. I'm talking about a microphone. Anybody got a microphone? Thank you, Caleb. Woo, glory to God. I want people to hear what the Lord has done in your life because of faithfulness.
Thank you.
Two accidents, lost my car, didn't get a single scratch, no injuries, three promotions with my job.
It's just blessings upon blessings, which is why I'm always here to serve on sound and help out Pastor Tom in the church.
So,
too blessed to be stressed.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. What God has done for one, He will do for all, because our God is not a respecter of persons.
Hallelujah.
If you'll do your part, He will do His part. Mardell, you got your hands raised?
Yes.
What happened?
God blessed us with a house when the world said we couldn't qualify.
God blessed her with a house when the world says you couldn't qualify. Well, I guess you got qualified. God qualified you. Oh, glory to God. We serve a God kind of qualifying God. He qualifies us. Amen. Sister.
I got healed.
You got healed.
Hallelujah.
Last 7 years of
food allergies.
I couldn't eat hardly any food.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, she got healed of food allergies. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bertha, what happened to you?
I got a check in the mail from a person that I retired from and hadn't talked or seen them in a long time.
Yeah.
But they sent me check.
You got a check in the mail for a person you used to work with you hadn't seen for a long time, uh-huh. And you got a check in the mail.
I got a check in the mail.
Woo! Glory to God. Somebody testify up in here. Now understand this. We're not testifying to be wasting time. I got plenty of notes. Don't worry. But we're testifying to encourage. We are testifying this morning because I'm telling you, the spirit of prophecy and the spirit of God gets on those testimonies. And when you hear them and activate them, your confession should be, me too.
Me too.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. 2 years ago, we got a brand new place that was never lived in. Hallelujah.
I've never lived in.
A brand new place.
Woo! Glory to God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Every third Saturday, we go out to the flea market and we have revival. Amen.
Amen.
Yesterday we were there. There was 9 of us. 121 people got saved. That's revival. That's faithfulness.
Glory! Woo! When Tony went down to the flea market, hallelujah, when the team went down to the flea market and preached the gospel, many, many got saved. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Oh, say with me, God is faithful. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So there's so many different ways that He rewards us. One way that He rewards us is He preserves us. One way that He rewards us is He sustains us. He is a sustainer. Listen, you are a keeper to Him. I don't know if you caught that or not. You're a keeper. And therefore, God will keep you.
Amen.
He sees your heart. He says, that's my son, Jimmy, over there. That's my son, Raul. That's my daughter, Dell. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
That's my son James.
Yes.
My daughter Vicky.
Yes.
I see their heart.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Them folks are keepers.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Therefore, I'm going to keep them.
Amen.
I'm going to preserve them.
Amen.
I'm going to take them into new heights. I'm going to take them into new places. I'm going to place in them a greater unction to serve. Amen.
Amen.
Say with me, my God
is a keeper.
Notice this, preservation, Psalm 31 and verse 23 says, oh, love the Lord. Do you love Him today?
Yes.
Can we just tell Him how much we love Him?
I love you, Lord.
Oh, love the Lord, all ye His saints, for the Lord pickles the faithful.
No,
no, no. We're not the pickled, we're the preserved.
He preserves the faithful, and plenitude rewards the proud doer. To preserve means to guard, to watch, to protect, to maintain with care.
Yes.
To keep from harm,
yes.
Often physical harm. To keep from destruction. How about keep us from deception?
Yes.
You know, if Satan can deceive you, he can defeat you. That's why we need to continuously pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, would give to us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him and protect us from the deceptions of the evil one.
Amen.
Which are designed to trap you and to hold you back from flourishing.
Amen.
He preserves us. Listen to this. He preserves us sometimes from situations. Come on. But other times, like our dear brother testified today, through situations. Yeah, there were accidents, but glory to God, there was no harm. So understand this, that God's got you. That He preserves you. And say it with me, He's on my side. Here's a great prayer to pray. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Pray it with me. Put your hand over your heart. God of peace. Sanctify me holy. Preserve me holy. Spirit, soul, and body. Until you return. Preservation belongs to the faithful. Glory to God. How else does He reward us? How else does He reward? There's so many. But I just want to center on a couple more before we close this morning. There is the benefit of promotion, and there is the benefit of eternal rewards. Have you got just a few more moments? Look with me at Acts chapter 6. And I'm going to read verses 1 through 8. In those days, when the number of disciples were multiplied, I believe that's happening here at Heart of the Bay. There arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews. That's not happening at Heart of the Bay. Because the widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of disciples unto them and said, it's unreasonable that we should leave the word of God and do what? Just want to make sure you're still there. You watching?
Yes.
And serve tables. Wherefore, because of this, brothers, look ye out among them seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. Man, what a combination that is. Full of the Holy Ghost, Jimmy. And full of wisdom. I'm just going to say that right now. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. And I'm full of wisdom. Look ye out among the seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. This was a divine appointment. And I believe the Master has His appointment book open this morning.
Amen.
And God has pre-foreordained that you have a divine appointment in this house.
Amen.
In this place. Who we may appoint over this business. Whom He appoints, He anoints. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude. And they chose Stephen. Amen. A man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. It is important for you, if you have not yet been filled with the Holy Ghost and you are part of this church, that you get filled. And not only that you get filled, but you stay filled.
Yes.
Amen. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Procurus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. Now notice what happened. And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Let me ask you this. Was what happening there, was that going to bear fruit? When you answer the call and you keep your appointment, we can expect the number of disciples, come on, to increase greatly in this place. Now notice with me the last verse, verse 8. Let's read it together. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. I want you to get this, so keep your ears on. Stephen was faithful waiting tables. Stephen had a good attitude. Stephen wasn't walking around crying about why others did not recognize his gift. He's waiting on tables. And his waiting on tables had great kingdom significance. Don't you think for one moment that what you do for the glory of God in this house is not significant. Don't ever devalue what God values.
That's right.
He values you. He values you showing up when you don't feel like it. Hallelujah. You see, people just want to focus on God's part. But Stephen took the significance of waiting on tables very seriously. And God promoted him. Because signs and wonders begin to operate through Stephen. Can signs and wonders operate through a factory person?
Yes. Absolutely.
Can signs and wonders operate through a nurse?
Yes.
Can signs and wonders operate through an Uber driver?
Yes.
Come on, somebody. He is a God of signs. He is a God of wonders. And he wants to use you. See, we too much want to focus on God's part. He'll do his part if we will do our part. Hey, Philip and Stephen, they got their start on the food truck. They didn't look at it as just being a food truck. Otherwise, we wouldn't be reading about it today. Their attitude, we got to keep the Lord's food truck clean. Okay, the Lord's meals on wheels. If you're being legalistic, I know they didn't have trucks there, but it's an illustration. Relax. It was the Lord's meals on wheels. And their attitude was, we got to keep the food hot. And we got to... Hey, just good enough is never enough for the Lord. Well, it's just good enough. There's no such a thing as good enough. Our God is a God of more than enough. Amen. And he will enable you to go beyond good enough. Go beyond to the better, to the very best. Woo, glory to God. See, what is it about? It's about being at your place and doing exactly what he called you to do and be glad about it.
Look at Philip. Acts 8, 5 through 8. Then Philip, when he got off, he went down to the city of Samaria and he preached religion unto them. There's too much of that going on. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying out with loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed, and there was great joy. Great joy. Great joy. Great joy. Great joy. Great joy. Great joy in the Bay Area. Great joy in Hayward. Great joy in Oakland. Great joy. Woo. The ones with the talents, the five and the two and the one, the Lord spake to them. And he said in verse 21 of Matthew 25, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been a faithful over a few things. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Verse 23, same thing. He said, well done. Everyone say, well done.
Well done.
Is that what you want to hear?
Yes.
We do not want to hear undone. We do not want to hear, well. We want to hear, well done. Good and faithful. Son or daughter. You've been faithful over a few things. And I'm going to make you ruler over many things. Enter on in. Enter on in to the joy of the Lord. Spurgeon said it this way, the true measure of a man's worth is not found in his talents, but it is found in his faithfulness. You see, God can elevate those he can trust. Our faithfulness in God's house has an eternal impact.
Amen.
This verse is used oftentimes at funerals, but I think it's pertinent for this morning. Here's how the Lord looks at our works. In Revelation 14 and verse 13, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yes, saith the Spirit of God, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Your works will follow you. Your deeds will live on. The results of your service will go with you. Your faithfulness to the local church echoes throughout eternity. And faithfulness honors God. And here's what the Bible says. If you honor me, I'm going to honor you. Amen. We just honor God by being obedient. Doing what he wants us to do. Being where he wants us to be. And your obedience leads to blessing. Isaiah 1:19, let's say it together. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Read it one more time. If you be willing and obedient, you will eat. Being where God wants you to be positions you for an increase in the anointing. It positions you to be anointed with fresh oil. The psalmist said, my horn you have exalted just like a wild ox. And I have been anointed with fresh oil. In the Word of God, a horn is symbolized as strength, power, honor, and dominion. It sounds to me like God is going to give many of us a second wind. He will anoint us with fresh oil. Pastor Tom, amen. Glory to God. I said glory to God. No wonder the devil has worked so hard
to get people to give up and to move them out of their place. But not so in this house. Come on, did you get anything out of this today? Glory to God. Faithful is He who has called you. He will also do it. He's working in our lives. Amen. Let's stand up and thank God for what we've heard today. Amen. Sweetheart, do you have anything? Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hey, it ain't easy to preach unfaithfulness, but you made it easy. Because you assembled yourself together. Glory to God.
And I kept hearing this in my heart. I, your Father, I, your good, good Father, desire to put on a show, to display my goodness, to display my healing power,
yeah,
to display my mercy.
Yes.
And in this show that I am about to put on, this display like the earth has never seen,
yeah,
before, you are the main performers.
Uh-huh.
So don't be a pretender, but be a performer. Take your place on the stage that I am about to show the world how good and how great and how powerful.
Woo.
I am. Hallelujah.
Glory. Whoa, say it with me, I take my place.